This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russia has deployed its new generation ICBMs, the latest from Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer.
The head of Russia's space agency says that Russia has deployed an advanced intercontinental ballistic missile that President Vladimir Putin once said will make Russia's enemies think twice. According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first day of school in Ukraine, and the first time in a long time that school was taking place in school and not online. First because of the pandemic, then because of the Russian invasion. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda says a happy day, even if the schools have radically changed.
Doliban family's school in Kyiv is now equipped with a proper bomb shelter. Ukrainian government says 84% of Ukrainian schools now have them. In the city of Kharkiv, this school has actually been built into what used to be a Soviet-era subway station to protect against the bombs. It only takes about a minute for a missile launched from Russia to reach the city. Maria Doliban says it's been especially hard for her son. They fled as refugees to Greece earlier in the war, but he struggled in school there because he couldn't understand the language.
That is Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, who says, with all that's happening, still a lot of happy faces. This is VOA News. Earlier this week, the White House announced President Joe Biden will visit Vietnam as he seeks to strengthen U.S.-Vietnamese relations. The Associated Press talked with Young Sun, director of the China program at the Stimson Center, who says Vietnam, despite taking the meeting, is still playing a delicate balancing act.
The general secretary of the Vietnamese Communist Party came out to say that while China is always going to be the priority of Vietnam, and this statement was made right after White House announced that Biden is going to visit Vietnam. So you could see that Vietnam is very carefully calibrating its relationship with both Washington and Beijing in order to maintain its balanced approach.
The meeting is scheduled for President Biden's trip back from the G20. In the U.S. city of El Paso, which is on the U.S.-Mexican border, there was a demonstration by people protesting what they called the militarization of the border. Carlo Menteres is the director for the Center of Agricultural Workers in the border.
We feel that Operation Lone Star is a war against poor people, and it affects deeply our community, our border community. It creates divisions, it creates a lot of violence against migrants and their families. So we are here demanding the stop to Operation Lone Star.
He said last Saturday, where a Texas National Guard soldier shot at people at the border, especially at a Mexican, was the last drop on the aggressive agenda of Operation Lone Star. He said they're asking the U.S. Department of Justice to launch a criminal investigation on these shootings at the border by the Texas National Guard. There's been another shooting by police in the United States of an unarmed black person, a young pregnant woman, in the U.S. state of Ohio. More now from Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takiyah Young. Accused of shoplifting,
get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away. Police alleged she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news on our website, which you can find on the internet at voanews.com, and you can download our mobile apps as well. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.